Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. So far, there's no comment from the Patriots or from quarterback Tom Brady about a remark from Brady's wife that he has suffered multiple concussions in his years on the team. Gisele Bündchen made the claim on today's CBS This Morning program.
Right, football, like he had a concussion last year. I mean, he has concussions pretty much. I mean, we don't talk about it, but he does have concussions. And I don't really think it's a healthy thing for your body to go through through that kind of aggression, like, all the time. And that could not be healthy for you, right?
Among the issues, whether the concussions were diagnosed and reported to the NFL. NFL rules call for players with concussions to be sidelined while they recover. Former Harvard football player and pro wrestler Chris Nowinski is author of Head Games, The Global Concussion Crisis. He's also CEO of the Concussion Legacy Foundation. Chris, if you asked anybody who watches the Patriots, like maybe millions of people, whether they thought Tom Brady in 17 years of pro play has ever suffered a concussion, what do you think the answer would be?
The answer would be yes. It would be almost impossible to go 17 years in the NFL without having a concussion. But the reality is most concussions aren't diagnosed, so it wouldn't be as shocking to not see many concussions on someone's injury report.
So what is the bottom line here? Is it that Brady could have had concussions that weren't obvious, could have had concussions that his own doctors
right.
detected and maybe weren't reported to the NFL, or that the NFL didn't see or pay attention?
It's hard to know. It was sort of a wild west before 2009. Since then, and since we've had the scrutiny on this issue, concussion rates have risen, and there's now more people dedicated to helping diagnose concussions. But what we forget to realize is that still only a small fraction of concussions are actually diagnosed. A recent study of college football players found that for every one concussion they had diagnosed, they said they had six concussions they were pretty sure were concussions, but they never told anybody about. And they also said they had 21 dings or bell ringers, which are technically concussions, but the players don't even realize that. Most concussions aren't going to show any outward symptoms. So there's absolutely the chance that Tom Brady got hit in the head, felt something at the time or felt something a day later, but nobody from the outside would have been able to notice. And depending on when it was in the season, if it was the last game of the season, when he got it, it may not have shown up on an injury report because you wouldn't do injury reports after that.
And so Gisele Bündchen, we don't know, Tom Brady's wife, we don't know if she was using the term clinically or not, if someone, maybe Brady's own personal doctor, had diagnosed a concussion. So there's a lot that we don't know about here. But it sounds like what you're saying is that there may not be kind of a smoking gun. It may not be that somebody was trying to keep this quiet, including Tom Brady.
Right. No, I don't think that there's a smoking gun. I think people have to accept the reality that players are getting concussions very frequently and far more frequently than are getting diagnosed. And what you might mention to your wife is not something that might get mentioned to a doctor or actually formally diagnosed.
Even with that, I wonder how much pressure there is among professional players themselves to keep quiet about injuries, maybe with the exception of speaking to your wife.
No, there's enormous pressure. I mean, the reality is if you get two concussions in a season, there's a good chance that no team will re-sign you in the NFL because you become a concussion case. That actually happened to my college roommate, that he was the only player in the NFL diagnosed with two concussions in 2006, and that ended his career. So it should come as no shock that players are hiding concussions on a regular basis, either to protect their position or to protect their contract or just because they don't know any better.
So it sounds all in all as if, you know, even if we have these neurologists or neurological specialists on the sidelines, even if there is much more awareness, thanks in part to people like you, that we really haven't come that far.
Well, we've accomplished a lot over the last decade, but the reality is the players still aren't nearly as safe as they should be. Consider the fact that Tom Brady had this concussion at a time when there were 30 medical professionals on the sideline, some of whose job is only to look for concussions,
right.
And it wasn't picked up. So if Tom Brady's concussion isn't getting diagnosed on an NFL field, there's very little chance that your son's concussion will get diagnosed on that high school or youth field.
And also, if Brady is conscious of what happened, if he did indeed suffer many concussions, he's not coming forth either.
Yeah, I think it is important that he does come forward and sort of clarify the situation. So again, youth athletes hear the right message, and the message doesn't become Tom Brady played through it and he's fine, so you can play through it and you'll be fine. There are very possible scenarios that Tom Brady didn't realize he had a concussion until days later. I'm certain before, 2010, Tom Brady may not have had a good understanding of what concussion was because we weren't doing concussion education for athletes. So this isn't a blame Tom Brady situation, but it provides a tremendous opportunity to educate people and update them on current guidelines because football players just aren't safe enough right now.
Chris Nowinski, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Nowinski is author of Head Games, The Global Concussion Crisis. He's also a specialist in chronic traumatic encephalopathy and is a co-founder of the BU CTE Center.